Unit 5, Part 2. Kelly is talking to her schoolmate Steve on the school's radio program. You now have 50 seconds to study questions 1 to 10. Now listen to the radio program. The radio program will be played 2 times. When you hear a beep, answer the question. The radio program will begin now.
Hello everyone. Welcome to the Lunchtime Show. I'm Kelly Au. Today our guest is Steve Chan. Steve, you're here because you enjoy joining English speech competitions. How many speech competitions have you joined?
I've joined 11 competitions. 6 have been with the school, and I've joined 5 others on my own.
That's a lot. Why did you start taking part in speech competitions?
I started because I want to speak more English.
Question 1. Steve has joined speech competitions in total. Question 2. Steve started taking part in speech competitions because he...
Can you tell us more? Why do you like English?
English words sound like a song. The sounds are soft. They go up and down. It's beautiful.
So, when did you start to like English?
I'm not sure. My parents said I started learning English when I was 3. They read to me every day and bought me lots of books and DVDs. I could read by myself when I was 4.
Listen to what Steve says and answer question 3.
English words sound like a song. The sounds are soft. They go up and down. It's beautiful.
Question 3. What does Steve mean? Question 4. Which of the following is true about Steve?
When did you join your first speech competition?
I was in primary 1. I didn't join the first competition on my own. My English teacher, Miss Fung, encouraged me to join.
Were you excited?
Not really. I liked reading, but I didn't like talking with others. I couldn't sleep well the night before. I kept thinking, would I perform well? Would I look strange on the stage?
What did you read in the competition?
I read a poem called Up on a Hill.
Question 5. How did Steve join his first speech competition? Question 6. How did Steve feel on the night before the speech competition? Question 7. Which poem did Steve read?
And how did you do in the competition?
Not very well. I was the first one to perform. I got up to the stage and I froze. I felt like a piece of ice. I couldn't move and I couldn't remember the words very well.
And then?
Then I started reading the poem aloud, but it wasn't very good. I became more nervous when I looked down at the audience. There were so many people watching me.
Listen to what Steve says and answer question 8.
I got up to the stage and I froze. I felt like a piece of ice.
Question 8. What does Steve mean? Question 9. Why did Steve become more nervous on the stage?
How did you feel? Were you sad?
Yes, I was upset, but Miss Fung was nice. She cheered me up after the competition.
Right. Here's the last question. What advice would you give to our schoolmates if they'd like to join a speech competition?
Don't just practice by yourself. Practice reading aloud to your family and friends. That'll help a lot. It did for me.
Thanks, Steve, for sharing with us today.
Question 10. According to Steve, students should before the speech competition. Listen to the radio program again and check your answers. The radio program will begin now.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Lunchtime Show. I'm Kelly Au. Today our guest is Steve Chan. Steve, you're here because you enjoy joining English speech competitions. How many speech competitions have you joined?
I've joined 11 competitions. 6 have been with the school, and I've joined 5 others on my own.
That's a lot. Why did you start taking part in speech competitions?
I started because I want to speak more English.
Can you tell us more? Why do you like English?
English words sound like a song. The sounds are soft. They go up and down. It's beautiful.
So when did you start to like English?
I'm not sure. My parents said I started learning English when I was 3. They read to me every day and bought me lots of books and DVDs. I could read by myself when I was 4.
When did you join your first speech competition?
I was in primary 1. I didn't join the first competition on my own. My English teacher, Miss Fung, encouraged me to join.
Were you excited?
Not really. I liked reading, but I didn't like talking with others. I couldn't sleep well the night before. I kept thinking, would I perform well? Would I look strange on the stage?
What did you read in the competition?
I read a poem called Up on a Hill.
And how did you do in the competition?
Not very well. I was the first one to perform. I got up to the stage and I froze. I felt like a piece of ice. I couldn't move, and I couldn't remember the words very well.
And then?
Then I started reading the poem aloud, but it wasn't very good. I became more nervous when I looked down at the audience. There were so many people watching me.
How did you feel? Were you sad?
Yes, I was upset, but Miss Fung was nice. She cheered me up after the competition.
Right. Here's the last question. What advice would you give to our schoolmates if they'd like to join a speech competition?
Don't just practice by yourself. Practice reading aloud to your family and friends. That'll help a lot. It did for me.
Thanks, Steve, for sharing with us today.
This is the end of Unit 5, Part 2.